Okay, he's dead. Let's go get him. That's another one for the fire.
River Podcast. If you've ever put your grandma on the Scorpion Deathlock, welcome home. I'm your sweet boy, Candy Andy.
I'm the Tan Man today.
And I'm Kymetrius.
you remember the Scorpion Deathlock?
Yes.
The wrestling move that Sting used to do?
Yep.
It's like some ass with
it. Was basically the sharpshooter that Bret Hart did.
Yeah.
But, you know, he copied, but it was, oh, it's Scorpion Deathlock. Oh.
It's cooler.
Scorpions.
Because cool. Scorpions.
Yeah, I like it when Roman Reigns like jacks off those arms and
yeah. From there.
That's too new for me. I don't know who that is.
Oh, he sucks.
I was at Lowe's today, and one of the cashiers, she was talking about, because Lowe's has sports cards now for some fucking reason. They have baseball cards. She's like, yeah, they have baseball cards everywhere in the store. She said, even in the garden center. I said, they have baseball cards in the fucking garden center? She said, yeah, they're trying to push them real hard. And I said, that sucks. I was like, the only sports I watch is UFC. She goes, I used to watch wrestling. I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Dude. She actually listens to the podcast, I'm pretty sure. We gave her the name of the podcast a while ago. So.
That was pretty cool.
Huh?
Both of them.
Both who?
Both of the
other ones?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I think you meant both the cashier ladies.
Yeah.
I was like, the other one, I don't think she's
yeah.
knows what a podcast is.
Yeah,
she no, barely she, speaks English.
Yeah.
She's cool, though.
Well, hey, if you're the lady from Lowe's, hey, how are you?
We're celebrities, not a huge deal, you know.
Yeah, we're pretty popular in there.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
They don't want to lose business with our business because they, dude, it's like millions of dollars a year.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not my money. I don't fucking care. Yeah. They're just nice to us. So I'm like, cool. I'll be nice to them.
Yeah.
They like know us by fucking name and shit.
Damn, you guys are regulars.
It's like walking into a place. Yeah, I mean, we're there 3 or 4 times a day.
At least.
That makes sense.
Well, I have my days, but I'd say in a week I'm in there at least 15 plus times.
Sheesh.
Yeah, it's strange because it's like when the first time I had to go to Lowe's for my job, because I went from like working like fast food
mm-hmm.
to like mowing and then to this shit. So like when I went to mowing, we got to, you know, go to Lowe's for some stuff. Sometimes I was like, we're getting paid to shop.
Yeah.
This is the coolest thing ever. And I'm just like, oh, God, I gotta fucking go back and shop again.
Yeah, but it's one of those things now, too. Like, when you walk in, if you know what you're going for, you don't even have to, like, look on the app. It's like, I know exactly what fucking aisle I'm going to. Like, when we went with our ladies a few weekends ago, we just walked in. We were like, yeah, we know where everything is. We'll see you.
Yeah, I really know where to find the Macaulay Culkin full-size posters.
Nice.
The Home Alone ones.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And the baseball cards now.
Yeah, and the baseball cards. They sell Macaulay Culkin full-size posters. It's just him just crossing his arms. You know, just in the pose. You have to find them though, they're hidden. So
it's on.
Is this
wall.
For real?
No.
Okay.
Can you imagine that?
You should hide like random little photos of Macaulay Culkin in them.
Macaulay what?
McCaughlin.
We should hide in the McCaughlin. We should hide in the caulking section.
Yeah,
we should.
Oh, dude, we should do that. We should get the stickers printed up and put them on the tubes.
That would be so fucking funny, dude.
Macaulay be caulking, dude. That's a fucking weird word, dude. Like when you say caulk,
mm-hmm.
if you say, I just said cock.
Yeah.
But if you don't have that, just the
oh.
caulk, yeah. If it's not in there, they're like, you said caulk. That's gay. And I'm like, all right.
Caulking.
Fuck you too, then.
Fuck caulking.
I always got to make my joke when I'm working with somebody and they run a good beat. I'm like, man, you really caulk that out or something along the lines of that.
Great one, Tanner.
I can't. I quit.
I don't know why we don't use that more often.
I used to use it all the time in the Monster Mashers at the beginning. I'll bring it back.
It's probably unnecessary.
It would just
we'll
be
so old.
It'd be like someone would just say something random. They'd be like, it was usually during bad moments. They'd be like, man, they got stabbed and they died. And I was just like, yep. And their son was viciously murdered by a bear.
Wow. Hey, so after I got off work today, me and Rachel went to Walmart to make dinner, not at Walmart, but grab stuff too.
Why not?
I don't know. They don't have a stove or anything hooked up. I guess I could use like a
microwave probably.
Oh, yeah. They definitely have to have a microwave. Yeah. But so what we did is we made our own homemade KFC bowls. So what we do is we get the Bob Evans mashed potatoes. We get the Walmart chicken nuggets that's like already made. And then we take them home. We made some corn and some gravy and put some cheese on it. It's pretty awesome.
Have I ever told you how much I fucking hate KFC?
Yeah.
Once again, I fucking hate KFC. KFC sucks.
The homemade bowls. Though?
This is
homemade bowls.
This is really sad because
I dig it.
So when I was, it's a weird story, but I was with my grandma for a week because my parents went someplace, and we were poor as fuck. But my grandma was like, she wasn't rich, but she had a lot of money. Uh-huh. And
is this the grandma that we went into her basement?
No, different grandma. Okay. She's passed away since then, but she was always like, well, hey, what do you want to eat? Because she didn't want to cook. And we never got to go out to eat. She's like, what do you want to eat? And I was always KFC, dude. I was getting fucking like mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, and fucking chicken strips. I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
And I just remember that being like a great time. And now I'm just like, dude, I cannot stand that fucking dog shit. They ruined it.
Yeah.
God damn it.
That's so funny. Dude, when I would get KFC or Lee's and we would like have leftovers. But like what was left over was always the gravy cup. So I would just warm that up and eat it. Because nothing else.
Yeah, I did that too. I did. With KFC it was a little trickier because I think back in the day it came in styrofoam containers.
Yes.
Instead of melt. Yeah. So I would always just like put it on like a plate or something and lap it up like a dog.
I would do that with cottage cheese. After I ate all the cheese, I'd lick the plate.
Dude. I'm not gonna lie, for the longest time, like when I would get done eating, I would like lick my plate fucking clean and put it in the.
That's pretty horny of you.
I did it forever growing up. My parents, like sometimes when I'm out, even out to dinner with like you guys or Heather, like sometimes I like go to do it and I gotta like stop myself. Because I will, dude. I'll straight up.
We should go out to eat sometime. I want to see that. That conscious moment, like, oh shit, I shouldn't lick this plate.
Oh shit, Tanner's horny again. He's licking this plate.
If we're all there, I'll just do it.
That'd be funny.
Everyone be like, what the fuck are you doing?
In my natural habitat.
Have you ever had that cottage cheese dessert where it's like sweet?
Nope.
No.
Nope, because cottage cheese is a savory thing for me. I can't put fruit in cottage cheese.
Yeah, I don't like that either, but there's a thing that I can't remember who used to make it, but it's like you put like whipped cream in there and you put like a Jell-O packet. It sounds terrible, but it's actually really good.
Is it?
Yeah, it doesn't taste any. It almost tastes like a cheesecake.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. I'm a salt and pepper guy on my.
That's what I would do.
Cottage cheese, that's my go-to.
It's always salt and lemon pepper. I'd put lemon pepper on it.
I've never done
that. Dude, it's fire.
Now you got me wanting to try other things. I'll put Cajun on it sometime.
Well, I had a coworker that used to put banana peppers on top of it too. I was like, that doesn't sound too bad.
You ever mix dirt into it and eat it?
No.
Me either, man.
Yeah,
I did. Yeah, that's fucking weird. Well, I don't know why you've asked me that for.
Yeah.
Rachel's mom puts cottage cheese in her lasagna.
I mean, it's kind of like
I've had that before. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like ricotta cheese or whatever. So.
And it's weird because Rachel doesn't like ricotta cheese. So.
It's so good.
I'm not really against any cheese, honestly.
No.
A lot of people don't like blue cheese. That shit in the salad is...
It's good. I just wish it didn't coat my mouth sometimes.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because, I mean, it's like cheese is like mold, basically.
Yeah.
And that's like extra mold. You're like, I can taste the hairs.
I like it.
It's good. Blue cheese is good shit.
It is.
You think zombies like blue cheese?
Definitely. It comes out of their eye holes.
Yeah.
They definitely like sharks.
Yeah, they do.
Dude, I was so disappointed because I went back and I was like, the last time I watched this movie is probably close to 5 years ago.
What movie were we watching?
Zombie.
There you go.
Something. I don't even. It's good luck finding it. It's the one with the shark.
It's a Fulci film. It's one of his best films.
Yeah, but like the shark scene, I remembered it being something different for some reason, even though it was only like 5 years ago. And I was like, that's just so unnecessary. It's so fucking just bizarre, dude.
Yeah.
Like if they didn't have the shark, or if they had the shark there and then the zombie, because that zombie is creepy underwater.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But like him fighting the shark, I feel like they were just like, we got to put this in there. This is fucking cool.
Yeah. Dude, that's the thing about Italian movies, right? So, Italians, I don't know what the fuck it is, but they are just so over the top.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you look at Cannibal Holocaust, you look at Zombie, you look at, you know, like, Zombie Holocaust and all that shit. There's always this big, huge, crazy thing that happens in it, and that's what, like, gets it this recognition.
True, yeah, that's the thing that you remember most about this movie.
Right.
Oh, something I noticed too, the scene at, it's at the beginning, but it's also all throughout the movie when the bag, like the zombie in the bag races up and he's like, pop, shoots it in the head. That's in the beginning of the Resident Evil remake, the first one. Are the zombies on the table and he rises up, he's covered in like a body bag and poof, they shoot him.
Are you talking about the movie or the video game?
The game.
Oh, that's really cool.
So I'm pretty sure that's where they got it from.
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, I don't remember seeing this in the other movie, so.
Right. No, this, I actually really enjoy this movie. I think, honestly, I think these zombies look better than Day of the Dead, Dawn of the Dead zombies.
They're kind
of
more realistic,
they are
too.
So gritty Dawn and crazy looking.
Like the way they move and shit, too. It's right. Like, it's pretty accurate.
Yeah, the Dawn of the Dead zombies are kind of goofy. They're like, they're like cartoony, comic booky. Mm-hmm. Now, like Day of the Dead, they started to get, they got a little more like, cool. But yeah, these zombies, like, this is, like, I imagine if, like, I was in hell and the dead were was walking hell, this is what I would see.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and it's, like, this is, like, the perfect sweet spot, too, because, like, the makeup is
fucking great.
Well, it's, but it's, like, also, like, kind of bad because that's falling apart a little bit. But that's what makes it look good.
Right.
It's so imperfect that it makes it better than if it was perfect.
Right. But, you know, I say that, but I also want to bring up the fact that, like, you know, technically, Zombie is a sequel to Dawn of the Dead without being said that it's a sequel to Dawn of the Dead.
It's unofficial because it's not from George Romero.
Right. And also because Italians love to rip off American movies to get people to go watch them.
Mm-hmm.
But the way I look at it is I look at the zombies in Dawn of the Dead. That was like it's them first becoming zombies. So their bodies would be that bluish color with the blood still coming out and all that stuff because that, you know, all your blood drains and you just turn into a blue, cold mess.
Yeah.
So then I look at Zombie and I go, oh, well, this is, let's say this is 2 months down the line, you know? So, of course, they're not going to be that blue anymore and they're going to be more gross and gritty and shit like that. So that's a fun way to look at it. But the makeup in this movie is fucking great.
Yeah, I agree. And it's just like, I don't know. It's
like, also think of like that underwater scene. This guy had all this makeup on. He had nothing. I don't know how that man breathed underwater for that long. Obviously, they would cut and go back, but at the same time, like, holy shit.
There's just people in the world that can do crazy shit like that, though. Like,
yeah. Talk about the balls of that man going up to that shark, though.
Yeah, the shark had his, like, fake zombie arm and was ripping it apart. I'm imagining he probably stuck a real hunk of meat in a shirt sleeve. And
I was wondering about that, too, because, like, the blood in the water looked completely different from, like, the blood coming out of them. And I was wondering if they were, like, kind of chumming, you know, like...
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
Like, maybe they were trying to get a fucking shark to come, and that dude was just crazy. Like, I'll fucking ride it.
I'm assuming this is probably in a controlled environment. It was probably in a tank or something. It wasn't?
No.
Are you fucking kidding
me? They didn't have the... So, check this out.
Jesus
they
Christ. Didn't,
I was curious.
They
was
did not have the budget to do animatronic. They didn't have the budget before CGI, obviously. So they just kind of got lucky.
They're like, hey, you know what? We can't afford to go rent out an aquarium. We can't afford CGI, but we can afford this guy's funeral if he dies. So this is going to be okay. We'll just do that.
Yeah. Because I looked it up because I was like, well, I wonder what kind of shark this is. Because I don't know my sharks like that, you know?
It's a tiger shark.
And it is a tiger shark, yeah. So, you know, they're not super aggressive or anything, but like, damn, they're cannot believe.
They're fucking huge, though.
Yeah. The balls.
Well, that's the thing, man. Because like,
probably just like a shark wrangler.
Once
dude.
They like sharks, once they taste the blood and they go into a frenzy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like that. He could have just easily been like, "That's not enough meat. I'm gonna eat this guy down." Blood came from him, right,
dude?
So
it's phenomenal to me.
Tiger sharks,
because they were swimming with that shark for a hot minute.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fuck, they were feeding it. It didn't want to go anywhere.
Right.
That's something else that pissed me off. That scene was too long.
It was.
And I guess if you were like, dude, guess what we did? You don't want to cut anything out, but at the same time, it's like, bro, put it in the outtakes.
But also,
it was
like,
bragging, right? So
no one will ever be able to do that scene again.
Probably
ever.
Not.
Because
nobody would want to.
Nobody would want to, and A, it's too much of a liability. You know, back in the 80s, nobody gave a fuck. They just did it.
Yeah.
They said, let's see what happens.
Well, they fucking did it.
So
it was badass.
That main girl at the beginning, she's fucking ugly as shit, dude. She looks like she. I put that in my fucking notes. I almost put it in there twice. She, that bitch looks like fucking from Neverending Story 2, the blonde kid.
Uh huh.
Have you seen that movie?
Yes.
She looks like him mixed with fucking Skeletor.
That.
Like, they usually have an attractive, like, lead. And you know, shout out to all the ugly girls out there. It doesn't matter. It's what's inside that counts. But on a movie, it's like, especially back then, they're like, yeah, let's cast a very attractive woman. And it's like, oh, they fucked up. She wasn't cute at all, dude. And it's just like, I feel like this really shows the budget. They're like, they couldn't get a hot girl, you know?
Yeah, but I feel like that's a lot of Italian movies. I don't think I've ever seen an Italian movie where, like, the lead girl is, like, attractive.
Yeah, dude.
You know what I'm saying?
And speaking of that, what's up with that bitch that's always fucking naked?
I was it was like, her titties I was moment, like,
what
dude.
The fuck?
Because what sold movies back then was tits.
Yeah, but yeah, she was naked all the time. And she's like Tanner without a shirt on, like during the summer. You know what I'm saying?
I rolled up to Tanner's house and gave him my copy of Zombie, and he didn't have a shirt on.
Dude, if I don't have to have a shirt on, I do not have a fucking shirt on.
I love it.
If I don't have to have my shoes and socks on, I won't have those on either.
That's all that girl is too. She's like, I'm gonna go scuba diving in the thong, and that's it.
Oh, dude, and I love that they made that close up shot of her putting that scuba gear on and that fucking
the New York Times dude or whatever.
No, I'm trying to think. What's that? The strap went over her vagina and shit.
You can I can't talk. You can clearly see. I just licked the microphone. You can clearly see that she had a fucking bush. It was like padded down there, you awesome. Know? This is just bush territory back then, you know?
I just love
hashtag
it.
Hashtag Reagan and Bush.
Like, fuck it, dude. I'm going scuba diving naked with a shark.
I mean, I was
going
to wait to bring it up, but we did have three titty counts.
Three titties.
Three.
That's the first time in a while.
Three. Where's the third one at?
Well, there's one with the shower, the girl scuba diving, and then, like, again with that same girl. Well,
that doesn't count. It's got to be...
Three different people?
It's got to be different people.
It's been 2 days since I've watched
it. I mean...
I just watched it.
When was... I guess Freddy versus Jason had a titty count, too, so...
Yeah, but you can't count that many in that movie. Or in those movies. I don't remember that. Maybe that didn't have a bunch. I don't know. But...
Anyways.
I don't know. This is, like... I'm kind of torn with this movie still. Because I feel...
interesting.
I feel like it's, like...
I think if it was not... an Italian dubbed movie.
That doesn't bother me at all.
Well, the acting.
Doesn't bother me at all either.
Okay, then what's the issue?
So, like, before I get to that, I do want to, like, I hate how it's, like, it is, like, English speaking, and then there's some Italian.
Yeah.
It's like, why? Just speak all Italian?
Right.
Or speak all English?
Right.
But, no, like, it's sloppy, man. Like, the storytelling and, like, the pacing is just fucking unbearable.
It is slow sometimes. Like,
Love a slow burn, but this is just like, bro, come on.
To me, it has the pacing of John Carpenter's Halloween.
Yeah, but I feel like that movie, at least for me, builds suspense. And it's like, I guess it's got the spooky Halloween atmosphere.
Yeah.
And I don't care what happens as long as it's spooky and Halloween. But no, it's like, it's one of the best zombie movies and one of the worst zombie movies at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, it's good. It's amazing when it's a zombie movie, and it's fucking dog shit when it's not being a zombie movie.
Right.
Like, nobody cares about the subplots they have. And, like, the story with the voodoo is cool, but it's like, it's just like, bro, get to the fucking point.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like it's, like, that really sucks. But, like, the last, like, I don't know, eighth of the movie kind of makes up for it.
Yeah, the last eighth of the movie is fucking perfect. Like, I love it, dude. Like, that zombie coming up out of the ground with the worms in his eyes and shit. Love that, dude.
Yeah,
that
just so cool. Just all of that, like, where they're rising from the grave, because you don't see enough of that in movies, you know what I'm saying? Especially back then, like, in the 80s, it was usually just a bunch of, like, boring shots, but they were, like, up in their fucking grill and shit, dude, and doing all this fucking crazy shit. It was, it was cool. And just the atmosphere at the end, like, when they were all walking towards the fucking barn or wherever they were in, like, you know, the wind's blowing just right. And it's great. Yeah.
The sounds in this movie really fucked me up, though.
Interesting.
What do you mean?
Like, it made me, like, uneasy. Like I kind of got anxiety from, like, the little bit of music or whatever you want to call it that was playing, or just the sounds before, like, crazy shit would happen.
Yeah.
Like, it would, like, I don't know. I'd just, like, be like, ooh.
Did you ever watch Midsommar?
No. Oh,
so good.
You're gonna hate that movie then.
There was another movie that we picked and the sounds in it just like, I don't know, something about certain noises and sounds in movies. I'm just like, oh, I hate that. And it goes on, it like went on for a good amount of time. I'm just like, God, like I want to start fast forwarding it.
Right. One thing I do want to ask you, Tanner, is how did the dubbing affect your score? I know we haven't went over scores or anything and I'm not trying to get to that, but has the dubbing did anything to your score? Did that bug you at all?
I didn't really think it was that bad because some of the time when I was like looking at it, like reading their lips when they were talking, it was like lining up good. Right. And then other times it wasn't, but I wasn't like focused on that.
Okay. I was just focused.
I mean, I noticed it, but it didn't like, no, it didn't bother me really because it wasn't like super crazy the entire time.
Even the regular American voices, like on the American characters, were off a little bit.
Yeah. Well, because they dub all of it.
Yeah.
So they get the American actors to redo their dubbing. So they do a whole bunch of ADR and stuff after they film.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I feel like, though, like, if it's all dubbed like that, I feel like for the most part they did a good job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I do too.
But,
no, I was just curious because when I first watched my first Italian flick, I thought, like, I was like, oh, fuck, like, I need the subtitle version so this doesn't bug me. And then I realized, like, this is just how it is.
Yeah.
And I was like, son of a bitch, this bugs the piss out of me.
Yeah, it really didn't bother me that much. I just, I have the subtitles on. And, like, that kind of just helped me out a little bit.
Yeah. Because
Crystal always watches shit with the subtitles. Yeah. But.
Well, it doesn't bug me anymore. It's just one of those things I was like, oh, okay.
I thought it was good. I mean, I didn't really notice it. I did, but I was just like, whatever. Like, because I knew, like, you guys had said it multiple times that it was Italian film. So I was, like, kind of expecting it. But it didn't bother me at all.
Yeah.
There's way worse fucking movies dubbed, and it's just like, you can't even watch it because you're just trying to pay attention. It's like, this is fucking terrible.
Yeah, the gore in this is fucking awesome, too.
Oh, it is.
It's so good, dude. Like, I mean, I'm sure we all like the scene where she gets her eye pressed against that.
That was the scene I was going to bring up. That was so fucking cool.
Dude, Italians love eye gore. Dude. Yeah. They fucking love busting up some eyes.
It took so long, too. Like, when it was going on, I was like, she's about to get saved or something's about to happen.
Nope.
That it's just like,
that's something else that was so dumb. These people are like, it's like getting like hit by a slow moving fucking bus. They're like, got their hands in there. Oh, go, no. It's like,
my thing on that was once that dude took the fucking cross and smashed that one's head, it's like, obviously, like, do brain damage. Them zombies were so fucking slow. I would have taken out that whole fucking island by myself.
I'm a little confused, all right? So, like, it is voodoo that's raising these zombies back, right? Because there's, like, in the graves, they find the conquistador graves, right? And they're coming back.
But that doctor was doing experiments. So I think it's a mixture of his experiments and the voodoo.
Okay, because, like, I mean, the bodies that were coming up out of the graves at the end, those were, like, the Spanish conquistadors, right? Or were those just people they buried in shallow graves?
Those are the people that died in that hospital.
Oh, okay, okay.
And that he was doing experiments.
Because they find the helmet, and they're like, and then they find the like old markings. He's like, this helmet's 400 years old. And I'm like, okay, these don't look like Spanish conquistadors, but whatever.
Honestly, I have no fucking idea on that.
Yeah.
I thought they were too, because the graves were all right there.
It just doesn't make any sense. Like, it makes sense if they were you know what? I kind of get it now, because they probably dug up. Because that helmet wasn't buried.
Right.
It was just had dirt on it. If that was 400 years ago, it'd be sunk to the bottom of the fucking island. So that makes sense because they're digging shallow graves for fucking, you know, these bodies, for the fresh bodies. And they're probably like, oh, helmet, throw that out of the way. It's in my hole, you know. So I guess that makes sense. They just didn't explain it very well. But
no. And that's what kind of goes into your story problems that you had.
Yeah. But then again, I mean, like, if you go back and you look at movies like Dawn of the Dead. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of dumb filler in that too. I mean, they're in the mall. They're like, let's go fucking try on hats.
Right. You
know? But I just have nostalgia for that movie. So I don't know. I've dogged on a lot, but this really is a good movie. And every time I watch it, it gets better. Yeah. But I like the whole island scene too, you know?
Yeah. I have a funny story about this movie. So back when I first started doing conventions, I was buying movies all the time. And so I was like, oh, I need to find, like, I found copies of Zombie. Well, I found Zombie, and then I found Zombie 2. I was like, oh, shit, this has a sequel. So I bought both of them. They were $25 a piece on DVD. This was, like, before, like, the Blu-ray came out of this movie. So I was like, all right, cool, I'm going to buy these. So I watched Zombie. I was like, oh, this is awesome, okay. And then I put in Zombie 2. I said,
what the fuck?
This is the same fucking movie.
I got ripped off.
And I was like, what the fuck is happening? So I Google it, and come to find out, the reason why it was called Zombie 2 is because they were trying to profit off of Dawn of the Dead as a sequel. But then it was just also just called Zombie.
It's confusing because if you just Google like Zombie, like even if you type in Zombie movie,
right,
it gives you a million other things before this hits.
Right.
Yeah, I had to
type in. That's the reason why you got to type in Fulci.
Yeah, and it's like you do that or like it's the one with the shark. I mean, that's what that's known for.
I typed in the year because it was like 78 or whatever. Yeah. I typed in zombie.
Is it 78?
Pretty sure.
I thought it was 80s. That's close enough to the 80s. That makes those camera angles even more impressive.
Oh, when dude, zombies like come out of the them grave. Putting an entire camera underwater with film and shit. Yeah, like dude, that's fucking yeah, that's, wild.
You gotta give them props for that.
So, 79.
Damn.
Dude, it's pretty fucking crazy.
Yeah. Tanner, what's the budget? Do you have that pulled up?
All the ones that I've been seeing the most of was $195,000.
Which is...
a lot for back then.
Yeah.
But it's, like, since then, $410 million.
Yeah. It's a very popular movie. You keep bringing up the shark thing, but what I know this movie for is the zombie with the worms in his eyes.
Yeah, it's just like this whole shark thing is just super unusual. You know, what I'm saying?
It's awesome though. I'm here for it.
Yeah,
because it kind of showed that, like, you know, that zombie probably was somebody that got thrown overboard, and he's just been living in this water this whole time.
Yeah,
and zombies just come up when they come up,
which is kind of terrifying to think about too. I mean, like. Like, I have a fear of, like, being in, like, a large body of water like that.
Really?
I don't know why. Like, it's, like, I can swim fine, but it's just, like, it's, like, I think there's something below me. You know, like, I'm thinking there's going to be a little fish, who fucking cares, but, like, a massive fish that's, like, down there nobody knows about. Yeah. Or, like, what if there is somebody down there that's going to fucking pull you in? And it's, like, that's fucking scary.
I'm just scared of fish, like, tickling my toes. Oh no! I feel like they're gonna bite my toe off or something.
Yeah, I grew up on the lakes, and I was like always in the water around like all kinds of fish and shit. But like, I always had that fear too.
Yeah, it's weird, man. It's like the fear of the unknown. But like, even shit, man. I used to swim in my grandma's pool at night, like kind of like by myself.
Uh huh.
And I was just like, she had lights out there and shit, but I was just like, man, this just seems creepy. Like it's still kind of dark. I can't see the bottom of the pool.
Yeah,
I'm like, fuck.
Dude, I always thought it was sharks. I always thought a shark, like if I was swimming with my eyes closed and I open them, I'd always think there was going to be a shark around me. Even in the lake or a pool, I was just like a fear. And I don't know why, because like I like sharks. I was on the swim team and shit. When I would do my relays, I would just think a shark is chasing me the entire time. Yeah. Like I'd be freaking out mentally.
All the sharks on the swim team, you know?
Yeah, dude.
In those local pools.
Me.
Yeah. No, but yeah, I never thought it was a shark, but dude, you never fucking know, man.
For some reason.
Like in the fucking reservoir, like.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, the reservoir is gross as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, dude, you never fucking know, bro. Like a lot of those places are like, I don't know if the Muncie Reservoir is like that, but they're like, oh, hey, there's a fucking town down here. Oh, let's just fucking dig it out and fucking dump water on top of it.
That is at the reservoir.
Yeah.
Like there's a whole fucking just town below, like at the deepest part.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's
there's like planes and shit in there.
The Muncie Reservoir?
Yeah.
I know Dale Hollow is like that.
Okay, so there's like a whole, you can look it up. There's like an entire town in the reservoir and a couple of planes have crashed into it.
Well, I know there's a plane and not in the reservoir, but it's like next to Jackson Street on the bike trail. Then that's where they do scuba diving lessons at.
Oh, yeah. It's like a stone quarry, isn't it? Or something maybe? Like that.
I don't know.
I think it's a core that they filled in with water. But yeah, I heard some shit about that too. I heard they pulled like a car out of there and shit. And
yeah.
Who fucking knows, man? That shit's
I've
wild.
I've heard a bunch of crazy shit about the reservoir. There was one weekend we were at the lakes and a plane fucking crashed like the day after we left on the lake where we had our place at.
Wow.
It was fucking crazy.
It actually was like it wasn't like a regular plane. It was like a big pinata. And it's filled with fucking cash.
Yeah.
Tanner's like, shit.
I missed out.
Damn it. It was filled with cash and fucking bush lights.
That's hilarious.
Going scuba diving this weekend, boys.
Oh, hell yeah. All right. I'm fucking tired of shit.
Okay.
This is the second podcast that Kyle and I have done this week. We did one yesterday, and now we're doing this one today, and my brain fucking hurts.
It's okay.
What do you boys rate this? Spooky, scary score.
7.5.
What's that?
It wasn't like super scary, but like the gore and everything and the music, like it all kind of fucked with me. Like it didn't like fuck me up, but like it wasn't scary. Just the way they did stuff was like spooky or like.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's the scene where like, I don't know why, but the scene like where they're walking up where they're all just like, that gets me. So I'm going to give it a 6.
I love the last scene where they're on that bridge and they're walking towards New York City.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that is just so fucking cool. I love that shot.
That was really cool.
And also, like, I feel like this is the only movie, it's not, but I feel like it's the only horror movie that has the Twin Towers in it as well, which I think is pretty cool.
I honestly didn't even think about it.
Yeah, it's in the beginning, and then obviously it's at the end, too. But
you know those cars that are going past are like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scary score, though, I mean, this movie never scared me, so I guess a 5.
Okay. Fun score. I want to go first on this. I'm going to give that a fucking 5 because it's split in half, man. Like, the movie, half the movie's great, half the movie's fucking turd.
Yeah.
But the great half makes up for it. Nah, I'll give it 6. 6 for the fun score.
I give it a 7. I'm going 6.5.
Okay.
Because I do have fun. Like, I do enjoy this movie. But it is a slog sometimes, and you just go, okay, like, let me fast forward to the eye part or the shark part or the end.
I think I'm going to go with a 6.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's where it's like, it's going
to
be...
The music and shit did it for me.
Yeah. I just, like, this is where it's going to be hard because, like, it's a great movie, but, like, it is so, it's like fucking walking through mud to get there.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
I mean, the payoff is worth it.
It is, and it's... I think they meant it to be a slow burn, but, like, I got to be in the right mood for it. But, I mean, overall, the overall score, I think I'm going to go ahead and just give it an 8.
Wow.
Yeah, because, okay. I mean, it's like... It's the ending is... It makes up for it.
Right.
Yeah. But that's as high as I can go.
I give it a 7.
7?
Yeah.
I'd go 7.5.
Damn.
I'm really surprised you went away.
Well, it's just like, I love the end of the movie. It's great.
Yeah, it's so good.
And like, honestly, the characters are like, they're pretty likable, and the acting is not bad.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so the guy that played Peter, I met at a convention a few years ago, and he was one of the coolest celebrities I've ever met. And I love meeting obscure horror actors.
Yeah.
Especially when it's Italian movies, because you never get to meet, like, cool actors from Italian movies. So when I was there, I was like, hey man, my name's Kyle, like, you know, I really like your performance in like Contamination and Zombie Holocaust and Zombie. I was like, can you sign my Blu-ray? Which is the reason why you only got a disc, is because my Blu-ray sleeve is signed by him.
I didn't even question it.
Yeah.
I was just like, whatever, I got it.
But it was really cool because he's like, oh, you having a good time at the convention? I was like, yeah, I'm actually selling my first film here. And I got a table just right over there. And he's like, oh, that's awesome. He's like, do you think it'd help if, like, I stood next to your movie poster and you could, like, use that as promotion and shit? And I was like, yeah, dude, come on. Let's go do that. And he, like, stood next to the poster and shit. And we're just having a good time. I was like, man, this is so fucking cool.
That's badass, dude.
Yeah. So, like, it was weird because Monday I shared that photo. And then we watched Zombie. And I was like, man, this is just so cool. Like, it's so neat to... see and meet this guy that, I mean, Zombie is a very notable movie.
Yeah.
Especially in the horror realm. And for him to be like, hey, you want me to, like, you want to use my photo as promotion? Like, fuck yeah, dude. That's so awesome.
Everyone got home and was like, this guy's not even in this fuck about it.
He was actually just speaking, like, real Italian, too. He's like, fettuccine.
Yeah. You know? Spaghetti. Bugatti.
Mozzarella. And you're like, yeah, I'm sitting next to my poster. Yeah. He's like, oh, meatball.
But no, he's English. So he you know, he's just speaking English.
True.
But,
but he loves spaghetti, though. I can only imagine.
There was another thing I wanted to talk about before we go.
Is it cranking your hog?
Well, yeah, but the scene where the zombie grabs the girl under the water and that, like, they're like rolling around. I was like, I'm pretty sure I just watched that girl get fucked by a zombie for a second.
Yeah, that was a little strange. I see that too.
Did anyone else notice that?
I didn't think of that.
Dude, he had her like wrapped up and her legs were like in the air and he was like doing something weird. It just looked like he was just pounding her. I was like, is this guy a zombie just down here getting fucking laid after beating the shit out of a shark?
Listen, I wouldn't be surprised with Italian horror movies.
Well, I caught it, and I was like, I have to bring this up at some point.
He caught it, and he said, I'm going to jack off.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I did the rest of the movie. That's what I thought you were going to say. I just kept rewinding. That's it, like, as far as I made it.
Shit, dude. Zombie porn. Love it.
I mean, I guess, you know, it's kind of hard to jack off to a zombie movie. That'd be probably the scene where you could get closest to jacking off.
Yeah, the girl's got titties out. The guy's humping.
Well, I mean, just the guy fucking. Oh, yeah. Never mind. I forgot she was naked underwater. I was like, what?
It was the shark for me.
Yeah. Love them fish, but. All right, Tanner, what are we watching next week? It's your pick, right?
Yeah. I'm going to do it. It's Fear Street 1994.
All right.
They're all 94? On Netflix. Yeah. So there's three of them, and I'm going to do them. But
is 94 the actual first one, though?
Yes.
Okay.
So you're going to, so for your next three.
It's going to be all three.
Okay,
of
so prepare for that. If you want to watch ahead, go ahead and watch ahead. Yeah. I've never seen them. I've read a lot of the books. Yeah, I've never read those books, but I've read a lot of the other books.
Yeah, so. I mean, like when I told Heather that that's the choice I made, she was like, I'm excited. I can't wait to watch this again. Like when I watched them originally, I was like, these are fucking awesome. And yeah. It was like right around the time we, like it was after it, but it was around when we started like doing the podcast. So I was like getting into the horror movies, watched the trailer for the first one. I was like, this is fucking cool. And then watched it. I was like, this is fucking badass. Watched them all.
I'm going to save my comments until we watch it.
Yeah. I might read the books too as we're doing this.
There you go.
So,
I mean, it's going to be a few weeks.
Yeah, it's true. They're easy reads. They're quick. So,
yeah.
All right. Well,
see you later, alligators.
Send this off with Tanner's favorite song. He's been requesting this. He's been requesting it. So,
bye.
It's not playing. Did they delete my sound? Hang on. You know what? We're going to get this figured out on air. Are you ready for this?
On air. We're going to figure it out. On air. Hello.
Ah, shit. There we go. Hell yeah.
See ya.
We're getting there.
See you guys. Peace. Board.
I fucking love it.
We're still live. Bonus. See you guys.